Yesterday I was discussing that concert that I went to, and I mentioned in passing that I was that Grubby came along,
yeah,
and that I was standing with him, and that I was having a stubby with him.
Yes.
And I didn't realise that I'd used the word grubby in close connection with the word stubby.
Indeed. But I remember it well.
You remember. See, I it didn't occur to me at all.
Mm.
It was noticed by Scorcher, come in Scorcher,
mm,
who has spent the last 24 hours working out the top 7 people to have a drink with.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so right. A stubby with Grubby.
A stubby with Grubby.
Mm, right.
I've come up with 2. You have not been part of this discussion, okay, so you've had no chance to prepare. I've written down one that I'll just circle and say that is without any doubt
the winner.
No, Scorch will have it on the list. I'll start with one Scorch, mm-hmm, that you won't have.
Mm.
Go on.
I'm going to have a Scotch with Brad Gotch.
That's not bad. What about a Fanta with Santa?
That's really good. You know, I would never have got that because
yeah,
I hadn't contemplated
alcohol.
I hadn't contemplated non-alcoholic drinks.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, what about a Moscow Mule with Tiny Jewel?
Pretty good.
Yeah. See, now you've moved into
surnames names.
Well, moved into cocktails rather early. Yeah. I was going with basic stuff. Yeah. Hey,
what about a mojito with Michael Frido?
Cola.
What was Michael Frido's
Spud?
Was he Spud Frido? I thought it was a play on the word burrito or something. No,
here we go.
Spud Ferrito.
Martini with Fellini.
Nice. Manhattan with Brad Batten.
The Italian. What was that
See,
one?
Manhattan with Brad Batten. See, I think part of the success of this will be the more ordinary the person is.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay.
The better it is. Right? No, I'm not saying the Fellini, you know, Martini with.
Well,
what was his name? What was his first name? Fellini.
Because
Antonioni, the other film,
he
was Michelangelo Antonioni. Fellini. Ever seen a Fellini movie?
Yes.
They're complete rubbish. Absolutely boring rubbish. What's she got?
Singapore Sling with Cameron Ling.
that's pretty good.
And the Amaretto Sour with David Gower.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. Would you fancy a wine spritzer with Wolf Blitzer?
I would, actually.
Same.
Well, he's going to be busy later this year, Wolf Blitzer. Remember, yeah, the election time, he stands in front of that giant screen.
Yes.
Right? And CNN calls Kentucky for Joe Biden.
I'd love to have a spritzer with Blitzer.
I wouldn't mind a spritzer with Blitzer.
I really would. Let's see if we can organise that.
Top seven people to have a drink with. 133693.
Okay. And I thought the martini with Fellini was pretty good.
That was very good.
I'm having a bourbon with Keith Urban. And then you got to rank how much fun it would be.
Okay.
Like a bourbon with Keith Urban.
That'd be a 9.
Yeah, it'd be a 9, except isn't he on the square?
Oh, he's a teetotaler.
Yes, thank you.
On the square.
He's on the square.
Never heard that before in my life.
I don't know where that comes from, on the square. Meaning he doesn't...
What about Nick? Does she chuck it back?
Nicole Kidman? I wouldn't have thought so. She doesn't look like it.
No.
Right.
Who did you have an Alka-Seltzer with?
Oh.
Alka-Seltzer?
Okay, I know.
I have an Eno with Brian Eno.
There we go.
I couldn't get one for Victoria Bitter.
Amo wants an Ouzo with Inspector Clouseau. That'd be fun because he couldn't get any sillier. Inspector Clouseau, but bung a couple of Ouzos into him. Damon goes, "Who's Inspector Clouseau?" Inspector Clouseau famously said, "Does your dog bat?"
Oh yes.
That is not my dog.
I thought you said your dog does not bite.
Ouzo's good in Greece, isn't it?
It's not my dog.
Mm. It's very good in Greece. Ouzo.
I can't do it.
No, you must persevere when you're there. It's outstanding.
Really? I had a friend who's by way of being in a rock and roll band who went to the Greek islands, and that's from the moment he woke up until he went to bed. He said all he did was drink Ouzo.
Yeah, it's really good. Once you're there and get it, once you realise that it's, you know... the spirit of choice in those parts is amazing.
What country would you like to be born in for the choice of drinks?
Oh, very good. France.
Yeah.
Or Italy.
Hmm. Or Italy. Right. Botswana.
Botswana. What are they? I remember. Look at this. We got.
Come on. We got to.
I wouldn't mind a Pisco Sour with Emily Power.
What about a rack with Jackie Verstacky?
And a rack attack. Oh, yeah, I can bomb with Tom.
Yeah. What are we doing, Eddie?
Yes, what about the Arthur Daly one? A gin with Vera Lynn.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. A gin with... I've interviewed Vera Lynn.
Really?
As a, yeah. Yeah.
You have been doing this for a while, haven't you?
I've been doing it for a while, haven't I? Yeah.
What about a grapple with Warwick Capper?
That, we can have that side category as if they couldn't get any sillier. Right. Over parked over there, Ouzo with Cluzo, grapple with Capper.
Zap.
Right. You can film it. Yeah, what are we doing, Andrew?
Well, we're going to have an ale with Brendan Gale.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Has he got that job yet?
I don't think so. Right. They continue. Well, I suppose he wants to do the full season at Richmond. Right.
That's a separate category, is people who've been speculated about getting a job. It's a dead end at the moment between Benny Gale and Gil.
Yeah. Gil's not going to Tassie.
No, no. Gil's going to Racing Victoria. Jack.
If off duty, a Manhattan with Shane Patton.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
If off duty.
Hmm.
You know, they should have one day a year where the Chief Commissioner of Police does the job.
Blind.
Blind. Yeah. Does and says what he really wants. Well, that'd be good if you let Shane Patton totally loose and go, what do you really think, Shane? Angela.
I think at the same dinner party with Vera Lynn, you could have a gin with Bin Laden.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Well, he would be. He's on the square.
Well, as if he couldn't get any madder.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. I wonder where he is.
Yeah.
Well, he is somewhere.
Well.
Yeah, I know. But Dean, g'day.
South.
G'day. The morning after, I'm not sure whether I want a hair of the dog with Rodney Hogg or a Morocco with Stav Rocker.
That's so good.
That's rather good, Dean.
Good on you, Dean.
Dean, that's excellent.
I'm writing Barocco with Sav Rocket now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's...
Because that might go in best peak of the week, I reckon.
What's the other one, Gil? Anthony. What's wrong with... What's Anthony? Chopped liver? Right. Or you could have a Barocco with Sav and Anthony. Of course, remember, what did Robert Walls always call Anthony Rocker?
Severio.
The big one?
Big Anthony. It was always Big Anthony from Woolsey. Matt.
G'day, guys. Rum and Coke with David Cloak.
Yeah. Nice. I like rum and Coke. I think rum and Coke sounds a more delicious drink than Bundy and Coke.
Oh, yes.
Using the generic rum, I think, is better, yeah. Claude, good morning.
I got a couple, boys. I was going to say Bundy and Coke with the Pope or Prosecco with Gordon Gekko.
Bundy and Coke with the Pope.
With the Pope.
I thought it said the Pope.
He did say the Pope.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't rhyme.
Oh, rhymes enough.
Right, rhymes enough. Good on you, Claude. You got a pass. Shower or two, top of 19, it's 12 degrees now. Yeah, we... Have a beer with Duncan. Oh, yeah.
Cool. You got another one, Mark.
Duncan's a good word because it rhymes with drunken, doesn't it? Shout out to top of 19. Apologies to those that we cannot get to.
Are we going
to
do a top 7?
Well, when you do a top 7 before 7, Scorch, people to have a drink with, this all came from me having a stubby with Grubby and not realising it.